I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. Two 13-year-old male students at Sabin Middle School in eastern Colorado Springs have been arrested for threats made against school staff, students, and property. The students had what the police department calls a kill list and were discussing ways to carry out their threats. An investigation led to evidence, including firearms. The two suspects were arrested over the weekend and face felony charges. The Colorado Coal Mining Association is praising the Trump administration for an expected withdrawal from the Clean Power Plan. The 2015 rule was President Obama's signature climate change policy, but never fully took effect. The Clean Power Plan wasn't popular with the coal industry, and now its leaders are hailing the Environmental Protection Agency's move to roll it back. Stan Dempsey heads the Colorado Mining Association.
The fact is that the Clean Power Plan was specifically designed to shutter coal-fired power plants, you know, at the cost of Colorado consumers who would have likely paid higher electric prices for higher cost electricity.
Just over half of Colorado's electricity comes from coal, and the state is ranked 13th in the nation for coal production. Environmental advocates and several states intend to fight the withdrawal in court. And searchers continue to look for a missing climber in Chaffee County. A Silverthorne man was reported missing early Sunday morning while climbing Mount Missouri in the Collegiate Peaks the day before. The sheriff's office says teams continue to search for him yesterday. This is 91.5 KRCC News.